Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Banner, movie critic. Alice Reese, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom is out this week. How many Jurassic movies now?
Five.
This is the fifth. So how does this one compare to the others?
Well, I guess it's better than two and three, and it's not as good as four.
Okay.
So I think the series is done, but they've got another one planned for 2021. But to me, it's kind of getting really tired, even though the creatures, they have some new cloned creatures this time that we hadn't seen before, and there's still that awe. What I felt in 1993 when the first one came out, that was the best computer graphic images that anybody had ever dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And you still get that a little bit, but the stories just haven't kept up, the storyline itself. And this one, it has the returnees from the last one, who are Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt. They come back. The actors are fine, and the creatures are fine, but the story is pretty tired and predictable.
The reviews kind of mixed on this, leaning toward not good. And one of the positive reviews said director J.A. Bayona.
Uh-huh.
J.A. Bayona takes a mediocre script, mm-hmm, and directs the living daylights out of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, he does. He's known for his really good gothic thrillers, and part of this is set, of all things, in this big gothic mansion, and he does a good job. It kind of turns, it gives it a little bit more flavor. It turns as if the creatures weren't scary enough. Well, they make it even more so, and there's all these villains, but there are many, many villains. There's so many you can't count them, but they're not real. You don't believe any of them. I mean, they're just cardboard figures.
There's a core audience.
Oh yeah,
for this, of course. But you know what? You know, we talked here a few weeks ago about Solo, mm-hmm, the Star Wars movie, and I said, well, of course, it's going to be a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And turned out that it was not such a huge hit. So I don't know. Are we getting tired of these franchise movies to
well,
some extent?
It might be the younger people. They've been they've had enough. Maybe they were not so enthralled with the old ones, or they've seen all those on video so many times, and these don't measure up. But the Star Wars one did. The Star Wars one is actually better than some of the others. But people, it came out 6 months after another Star Wars, so that was the problem.
Maybe too soon.
It was. But I thought it's one of my favorites. That
right.
Last one.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now I want to cover a couple of things in the remaining time. Now one, of course, sequel that has done great is The Incredibles 2, but they waited 14 years
right.
for that. So yeah. that may be a little long. That may be overdoing it, but
yeah, nobody was tired of that one. It made more money, $180 million last weekend, which is the record for any animated film ever made.
Wow.
And it's maybe because of this long wait, and because that has been available on video. So all these generation of people, mm-hmm, who've been born since then, mm-hmm, were looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the reviews for that have been very, very good.
They are. Positive. And it deserves it. Yes, it's good.
Now, in just a couple of minutes left, you tell me that there's one particular hidden gem
right.
of the summer that you like that hasn't been talked about much.
No, it's called Breath, and it's directed and stars Simon Baker, who is a longtime actor who nobody knew. He was an ardent surfer and good enough to portray a professional surfer. And the movie, although it's about surfing, is not just about surfing. It's got quite a good drama, coming-of-age drama, and it's set in the 70s, and it's set on the Western Australian coast, where there are these magnificent waves. What was interesting about it, instead of hiring kids who were actors, he hired surfers who then he taught to act. And they're two 14-year-old boys who are very, very good. And so they didn't have to fake it for a change. And people think of surfing, they think of the Gidget movies and things like that. They're really silly comedies,
yeah,
or the great documentaries. But this one has the aspects of both, because it has such fine cinematography. You really feel like you're there. And you can understand the wonder of it all.
There's the great Endless Summer,
right.
movie from the 60s, documentary on surfing. Well, maybe it's easier to teach kids to act than to surf. You think?
Yeah, there was a baseball movie a few years ago with Little League, and they went and got some good baseball players and taught them to act.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Not that we're disrespecting actors, everybody. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.